who could be summoning me at such an ungodly hour? Then again, every tower down here is ungodly. Oh, he's a new one. And really cute, too. Maybe I'll go up and see what he wants. Now, where is my... Baphomet? Sweetie, would you mind keeping an eye on things while I pop up to the surface for a bit? I'll be back shortly. And tell Legion, I want to see them in my office when I get back. I know they've been torturing new arrivals while they're waiting to be processed, and that has got to stop. This is a respectable establishment. We can't have our guests feeling unwelcome before they've even got a tour of the place. And if I'm not back by dinner time, could you please feed and walk Cerberus? He's getting a little cranky without his evening walks, but the vet said take it easy this week. Oh, and watch his left head. He just had a tooth extracted the other day, so he might be a little picky with his food. Thanks, Baff. You're a doll. Bye then. Back as soon as I can. All right, now, where is he? Ah, here we go. Alone, at home, in bed. Perfect. No other humans to contend with. Hello there. Now calm down. I'm not an intruder. No need to panic. Well, I mean, technically I am, but you invited me here. Who am I? Did you or did you not just say, out loud, that you would sell your soul to the devil for a good night's rest? Oh, I see. You're surprised. Well, a lot of humans are. At first. But you know what they say. Speak of the devil, and she shall appear. Yes. That's me. I'm the devil. In the flesh. Very observant, aren't you? I am, in fact, a woman. And exactly who told you that the devil was a man? That's just a lie cooked up by the patriarchy. And the Catholics, am I right? What kind of a question is that? Why am I dressed like this? I don't always wear Prada, you know. I was headed out to my spinning class when you summoned me. Hence the yoga pants. What did you expect? Horns and a tail. A pitchfork. I left that in hell, darling. Plus, this perfect ass doesn't just happen on its own, you know. So, why exactly did you summon me? Was the man upstairs busy? Well, he often is. But I figured, what the hell? This one obviously needs something. And desperately by the looks of it. You look like hell. And I would know. Oh, that's too bad. You've been having trouble sleeping. Well, I can definitely help with that. Now, let's see. Looks like you've got everything going for you here. May I sit down? Comfy bed. Cool room. And, what you wearing on under there? Oh, I see. We found a chest one. I admit, I did sneak a look at you before popping up. You're quite the handsome devil yourself, aren't you? And my, what a big, strong-looking man at that. You're a lot bigger than I am. Well, it's been quite a while since I've been in the presence of someone who made me feel so tiny. I promise, I'm actually the devil. Not some creep who broke into your room. No, I am not a hallucination. You aren't seeing things, honey. Prove it. Well, fine. Wish for something.
anything you can think of. Really. You wish I was naked. Of course you do. All right. Fine. You're a man who gets straight to the point then. I can appreciate that. There. See anything you like? And now it's your turn. Strip for me. No need to be modest, handsome. I've been around for millennia. And believe me, I've seen it all. Stand up. Let me take a good look at you. The big guy must have broken the mold when he was designing you. Created in God's image indeed. So, need help falling asleep, I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Well, if I was wearing sleeves, that is. But you get the picture. I'm here to help. When was the last time you came? Oh, come now. Don't be shy. You know what they say about idle hands, don't you? So, why not? It's a perfectly legitimate way to relax, baby. Everyone does it. Hell, even I do it from time to time. And I'm very, very skilled in that particular arena. There's no shame in it. Really. Been a while then for you, hasn't it? You don't have to torture yourself. That's my job. I'm only kidding. You know I can help you. You know I could help you fulfill all those carnal desires. I can make you feel good, baby. I can help you relax. What is it that you want, darling? You want to finally sleep for the first time in weeks. Just say yes. Say yes. Let that burning need take over. I can tell you're aroused at the prospect of my lips on yours, of my mouth around your cock, of my body underneath you. Just one tiny trifle of a thing before we get started. And you know this already, don't you? You know my price. The price for me helping you is your soul. There's always a price, no matter how rapidly handsome you are. It's not like you were using it, and we both know I would have it sooner or later. Might as well get it out of the way, don't you think? I know. You won't have a soul, but I do promise that every night you'll fall asleep soundly without a thought in that sweet little head of yours. I can't promise that I won't lead you into temptation, but I can tell you that with me, it'll be a hell of a good time. So, do we have a deal? Now that's the kind of enthusiasm I like. Come here, stud. Your body is so warm. Your lips are soft, but firm. I can't believe you don't drive the girls up here absolutely mad. And I do love a man bigger than me. It makes me feel wanted. Vulnerable, even. Something that's hard to come by when you've known almost every human on the face of the earth for literally ever. Speaking of hard. What's happening down here? Getting worked up already. How about I just stroke you? Since you haven't laid a hand on yourself in a while. Or, better yet, how about you stroke yourself for me? Take both of those hands, just like this. Yes. One on top of the other, and that nice, thick cock of yours. I'll guide you, baby. You just relax. Let all of that tension and anxiety go. Now, just stroke up and down. Yes. Up and down. Shallow. That's it. Both hands. Yes. You feel yourself getting so thick, don't you, baby? That's it. Keep going. Now, look at me. Watch me touch myself for you. Watch me run my hands all over my body, feeling my hot, soft skin, my neck, my firm breath. My taut nipples, this stomach, these hips, these thighs. You like what you see? I can feel myself getting wet for you. You know that? I need to touch myself. Fuck. This pussy is so wet already. How did you do that? How did you make me so fucking wet? You like watching me, don't you? You like seeing my body react to yours? I like watching you too. You have a magnificent form. You want to taste me? I think you've earned that. You've been stroking yourself so well for me now. Let me just sit on the edge of your bed and you can kneel in front of me. That's right. Kneel for the Queen of Darkness. And taste me. You're so good at that. Fuck. How vigorously you're eating my pussy. I never know how desperate you are to sleep. You aren't tired at all, are you? Yes. Reach up and touch me. Let me feel your big hands grasping my breasts. Feeling my hard nipples. Yes. Oh, yes, please. Put your fingers inside me. Hell yes. Fuck, you fill me up. That's it. Fuck this devilish cunt with your fingers. While you suck on my clit. More. Yes. Make me calm. Let me taste those fingers. You like that, don't you? You like watching me taste every sinful drop of myself? You like that you made the devil come.
You're positively ravenous, darling. I think maybe it's your turn to come now. It's your turn to get off, baby. This is what you want, isn't it? To get that peaceful rest you've been longing for days. This is it. This is how you get there. Fuck me. And fuck me hard. Until you come so intensely that you exhaust yourself. I promise I'll follow through on our deal. It's your call. This is your fantasy. How do you want me? On top of you? On my back? Laid out before you like a sacrificial lamb? Or on my hands and knees? Yes. I was hoping that's what you would say, baby. I love getting fucked from behind.
You don't have to slam your hips quite so hard into me, darling. Okay. Rough it is then. You sure are hell-bent on getting what you want. Fuck, it's a tight fit. Oh, hell yes, that's it. Oh, keep going. Fuck, you're fucking into me so damn hard. Deeper, baby. It's more. Yes, fuck. Let me feel those balls slamming against my clit. Yes. Let me feel you so deep inside me. Oh, fucking fill me up. Goddamn mortal bastard. Fuck. Ah. Fucking human stud. God damn it. You like it? You like how this sweet, tight pussy sucks you in? Feel it set. Come in me. Come inside my devil pussy. Come in me, baby. Mark me with your cum. Yes.
Feeling relaxed now, sweetheart? You are amazing. I'm sweet. Well, that's a new one. I mean, I used to be an angel once upon a time, so maybe I do still have a bit of a sweet side. You better not tell anybody, though. Not that they'd believe you. You know what, human? I'm feeling quite generous after that magnificent fucking you just gave me. I think I'll let you keep your soul after all. Besides, it won't be as much fun next time without that naughty spirit inside you. That's right. I said next time. I like you. And I like our chemistry. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been this utterly and completely satisfied by a mortal. But I assure you, the devil takes care of her own, darling. You're quite sleepy now, aren't you? You fucked me so good. And you came so hard, baby. You completely wore yourself out. Such a vigorous lover, this one. Just rest your head, sweetheart. I'll stay here until you fall asleep.
You deserve your rest for tonight. Tomorrow, I promise you'll wake up having had the best sleep of your life. That's it. Just shut your eyes. Deep breaths. It's time to drift off. Let me wrap myself into your strong arms as you let your mind go. I feel your heartbeat getting more regular with each breath you take. You're safe with me, baby. That's it. Keep falling. Falling slowly. And let go of every care in your mind. I can get used to this. It's not every day someone gets this good of a deal with the devil. Mm-hmm.